You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
There's the music. We are set to go. It is a midweek Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Scott Unash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes joining us from his home on the southwest side. As we got a good show coming up for you here today, as we will talk with Brian Haas, our final edition of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM for the summer. Golf doesn't end. Golf does not end with Labor Day. Keep that in mind. And we'll talk about that and other things with Brian Haas coming up in just a little bit, including the FedEx Cup playoffs, as that will go to round number two, coming up with the BMW Championships starting this week. We'll talk some golf with you on the program. We'll talk a little bit of football as well, and a whole lot more. We're presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco. Find out more by going to our website at kgymradio.com. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you at all times. 319-366-1600. Got baseball coming up tonight for you. Twins and the Red Sox at 5:30 on 107.5 FM, the Gym OT. 8:30 tonight, a much more important game. It'll be the Dodgers and the Padres coming up tonight. 8:30 for you. A little West Coast baseball coming up this evening. And again, that will be at 8:30 with the pregame just past 9 o'clock with the first pitch of that one. And we had some a defensive web gem last night. Dodgers beating the Padres. Padres with a change as far as their pitching coach is concerned, really scuffling right now and in danger of not even making the playoffs as far as the wild card. Baseball playoff schedule introduced today as well, and we'll talk about that with you on the program today on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, or your smart speaker as well. As Mark joins us from Southwest Side, not far away on this Wednesday afternoon. How you doing today?
Doing well. Outing distance from the studio, but I'm in my own studio and happy to be with you again today and inching ever so close to football season, high school, college, pros, lot to cover in that area. But we also have baseball. We've got golf. Convergence of seasons, right?
I love it. Convergence of seasons is fantastic. And it's great. It is great. And really like to see. It's a fun time of the year. It really is. Early September is probably, along with late March and early September, I think are my two favorite times of the year as far as the sports calendar is concerned. Is that your favorite time of the year? 319-366-1600. Love to hear. You got baseball getting down to the pennant races. You got football getting underway. Just a brand new year as far as season, the cycle of sports, if you will. It's just a I think it's a great time of the year.
It is a great time of year, and I also love it for a couple other reasons. It's sweater weather in September and March. So
not today.
Not today, no. Not at all.
Not today. It was earlier today when the rain came through this morning, and I'm going to have to do something I have not done in more than a month now, Mark. And I think a lot of people in Eastern Iowa are probably in the same shoes, or they have already done this, but I'm going to have to fill up gas in the lawnmower and mow lawn again.
Has become greener, hasn't it? And that's a good sight to see.
It is, but it was kind of, I got to admit, it was kind of fun to not have to worry about that when it wasn't raining and the grass was dormant. But we're back to it, so we're going to have to get that taken care of. Ah, small price to pay. Small price to pay. 319-366-1600. A couple pieces of news here. Congratulations to former Hawkeye Megan Gustafson. She has now been signed for the rest of the season with the Washington Mystics. That is terrific. Not as terrific for the fact that their regular center out with an injury, and that's part of the reason why Megan is now in the fold as far as the Washington Mystics are concerned. But that's great news, and hopefully she can get some quality playing time and show them exactly all that Megan Gustafson can do and stick around for a while in Washington.
Yeah, she's played six games this season for the Mystics, averaging about 10 minutes a game. Probably will get more playing time, but she had been on 3 7-day contracts previous to this, so a nice little small security blanket for her.
Very, very good. And, yeah, great to see that, no doubt about it. If you'd like to comment, 319-366-1600. Also today, at 10 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, Big Ten Network disclosing many things in anticipation of the fall sports season, one of those being the first stop of the Big Ten Network tailgate tour. And it will not be far from where we are speaking to you from here at the KGYM studios and on the southwest side. Big Ten Network is going to be live with their tailgate in Iowa City for week number one. Not a real big surprise, Mark, because the game is on BTN, and the fact that it is a conference game, and the fact that it is a top 25 game. But number 17, Indiana, number 18, Iowa, is going to be the host site here in Iowa City for the Big Ten Network's tailgate kickoff.
Yeah, a logical choice, I think. And it's actually quite a good and fun show that the Big Ten Network has every Saturday. They will be set up in the southeast corner of Kinnick Stadium on that particular Saturday, a week from Saturday. And I think a lot of folks probably will turn out.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it's not college game day, but it doesn't subscribe itself as college game day. I mean, college game day is the bells and whistles, the bands, the cheerleaders, and there are some of that as far as the Big Ten is concerned, but they don't have the, it's not the national panache, if you will. I think that's safe to say, Mark. It's more of a subdued type of college game day atmosphere, if you will. Yeah, it's still fun, but it's not the bells and whistles of Lee Corso and everybody coming down the hill.
No, what I like about the show, though, is that it's not just about football. They often will interview other prominent athletes. I wouldn't be surprised to see a Spencer Lee interview during the Big Ten tailgate. But it is more subdued. It's more, like you say, the bells and whistles of college game day. This is not it. But it's a nice kickoff to a Saturday on Big Ten Network.
It is. 319-366-1600 at 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We also let you know that Major League Baseball, with their postseason schedule, it will get started on October the 5th and 6th. With the wild card games, the American League and the National League. I'm not sure which one is first, but it's back to a one-game situation, winner take all, as far as the wild card. I wish they would get rid of that. Mark, you wish they would get rid of that? Go to 2 out of 3, please? Go to 2 out of 3.
Yes, yes.
Go to 2 out of 3, but anyway. So there you go. It's still going to be that way, and then things will get started for the weekend as far as the divisional series are concerned in Major League Baseball. By the way, Dylan Cease was amazing last night for the White Sox in their win over Toronto, although Liam Hendricks almost gave it away last night for the White Sox. Did not. Had the tying run at the plate in the ninth inning as the White Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays last night to increase the lead to 10 as far as the American League Central Division is concerned. But he was really, really good last night.
Yeah, he was and is very good. And that's no small victory for the White Sox to beat anybody in the East aside from Baltimore. But Toronto's a good baseball club. As far as the Major League postseason schedule goes, if the World Series goes to Game 7, it will finish on November 3rd. Scott, that's week 8 of the NFL season.
Yeah, it's just, I do not like to see that.
Speaking
as well.
Of convergence of seasons.
Yeah, I it needs to be done in October. Do anything you can to get it done as far as October is concerned. That's my thoughts about it. We don't need November baseball. 319-366-1600. 2270, of course, with the magic question, do you feel College Game Day is likely to be in Ames on week 2? In week 2 for Iowa State. They were, what was it? They were there 2 years ago. The last time Iowa and Iowa State played. It's a possibility. I don't see it probably, Mark. I could be wrong about that, but I'm going to look at the schedule here. I know there was one other game that was really attractive, at least one on that particular weekend. But, yeah, coming back like that to Ames after being there 2 years ago, my money is that it's probably not going to be that way.
Well, among the games, you've got Penn State and Wisconsin, that game at Wisconsin. Let's see what else.
I'm looking at it right here.
Alabama at Miami that particular day. And,
well, Oregon, Ohio State is a big one.
Yeah. I'm a week off, actually. And I apologize for that.
Yeah. Oregon, Ohio State, depending on what another network is going to do, is going to be a pretty big one right there. Other than that, there isn't a whole lot going down the schedule. So it's possible. I'm not going to say probable, but it is possible. Washington, Michigan play that night. And that is an ABC game, so it's already tied into Disney and ESPN. So that's the one I was thinking of, and I think that's the one you're fighting a little bit if you're Iowa State.
Yeah, it would be a good choice, but I think that Oregon-Ohio State game is pretty attractive. It seems to me that I heard that was the favorite for game day, but we'll see.
319-366-1600. Coming your way here in the gym class on KGYM. Air Force and Navy on 9/11. Yeah, that's another one that I've heard. Yes, this is from Leo in Iowa City. I've heard Army versus Air Force for the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
I had heard that as well, Leo. Yep.
Okay, so maybe it's already been decided there. And that would be a very fitting tribute. That would be a very fitting tribute. So I hope... you can certainly understand if that is the case as far as College Game Day is concerned. 17 past the hour of 3. We're going to bring in Brian Haas coming up here in just a little bit. Second time in a week. Very, very sad news coming out of the media and journalistic part of the world of sports, especially as far as auto racing is concerned. Just over a week ago, we lost the great Bob Jenkins. As far as television and radio is concerned, and as far as the print media is concerned, and television in his last few years, lost another giant today. Robin Miller, the very outspoken, writer as far as IndyCar open wheel racing is concerned, was on Versus and NBC as well as NBC Sports Network toward the end of his career, passing away today at the age of 71. And a guy that, if you read his bio, it is very interesting. And I don't know if you read a lot of stuff when he was writing for the Indianapolis Star, Mark, with Robin Miller, but it was no holds barred with this gentleman. After a while, he did get shown the door by the Indianapolis Star. At the end, well, about 15 years ago-ish, right in there. But there was nothing off limits to Robin Miller. And that made him a terrific writer and made him the guy as far as the background, as far as IndyCar auto racing is concerned. Had a chance to meet him at Iowa a few years ago. It's not a guy, unless you know him, that you can really go up to and start a conversation with. And I knew that, soon learned that as well, but did not dismiss you, and that was good. But just a guy that knew racing back in the day when it was tough, not that it is not now, but very dangerous. Actually drove cars for a while back in the day, got out of that very, very quickly and went into the world of journalism. And he was the guy, with all apologies to Fox and Michael Waltrip, who, again, believes he came up with the gridwalk. The gridwalk actually started with Formula One, but in America, it started with Robin Miller. And he did a great job with that. But he will be missed at the age of 71. Just a very, very colorful character if you look into his background.
Colorful and unfiltered, there's no question about it. The reasons given for his firing from the Indianapolis Star was violations of the company's email policy and its ethics policy, and goes into much further detail in that regard, which I won't necessarily share with everyone, but that's the unfiltered part, and became his undoing at the Star.
Yeah. I mean, he knew all the biggies and great friends with all the biggies out there. And the tributes are pouring in today from the racing world as far as Robin Miller is concerned, as he left us way too early. He did get a chance to get back to Indianapolis one last time for the road course race a couple weeks ago. Did not have a chance to make it to St. Louis last weekend, but there's foundations out there, I know, that you can still, I'm sure, make donations to. But like I said, just you hit it right on the head, Mark. Unfiltered was Robin Miller. And that's what made him great. That's what made him great.
Yeah, unafraid, that's for sure.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, as we get ready to talk some golf with you. We're going to bring on Brian Haas and talk golf with Caddy Smack, our final edition of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, and we'll do that coming up here in just a few minutes. But we want to update you on what's happening in the sports world. It is time for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update here on the Gym Class. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind the Taco John's and right across from the Lindale Mall. What's going on in the world of sports today?
Yeah, and it's Rib Wednesday out at Emil's. If you're interested, get there early.
Yes.
It's very popular. On the Major League Baseball scoreboard right now, they're into the 10th inning. In St. Louis, Detroit and the Cardinals tied at 2-2. Middle of the seventh inning, those pesky Kansas City Royals up 5-3 on Houston. Sal Perez with a monster home run. He's really good, you know.
Yeah.
And the first of two at Wrigley, top of the seventh inning, the Chicago Cubs lead Colorado 5-2 on the strength of a Patrick Wisdom 3-run homer. Second game to follow 30 minutes after the conclusion of this one. You mentioned our games tonight. Baltimore goes for its 20th straight loss tonight.
Wow.
One of the longest losing streaks in Major League history. The Orioles will entertain Los Angeles. Also in baseball, Yadi Molina, after getting a one-year deal with the Cardinals for next year, said next year will be his last. And finally, Cedar Rapidian Landon Castle tweeted earlier today, he will make his 500th career NASCAR start this weekend.
That is amazing.
That's both the Cup Series and Xfinity, as it is now, nationwide before that. So, yeah, Landon has never won on either circuit. He's got some top fives, some top tens, never has been with a team with the best equipment in the world, has kind of tried to make the most of what's given him, and has done a pretty good job at it. But very humbled to be on the track for a 500th green light.
That is, and Landon does very well at restrictor play tracks. I expect him to be in the fray this week. I really do, and hopefully that is the case. Again, a reminder that the KGYM knockout pool is back. And if you were the last one standing, you're going to win yourself $300 in cash. Join the KGYM NFL knockout pool. It is presented by Imon Communications. Head to KGYMradio.com for the link and search for the 2021 KGYM NFL knockout and use the password Imon, which is all caps. It's easy. All you need to do is pick a new NFL team each week. Your team wins, you advance. If your team loses, you're out. You must be 18 years of age or older to participate. First pick must be in by start of the NFL season, Thursday night, September the 9th at 7:15 Central Standard Time before the Buccaneers take on the Dallas Cowboys. So that simple. Go to KGYMradio.com and find out more information about that. 325. I just want to send a personal thank you to everybody for jumping on board after my announcement last night about the about our new venture as far as internet broadcasting and high school sports is concerned. And thank you very much. We've got about 200 followers already in less than 24 hours, and that's pretty cool. And our first game comes up on Friday night, Washington and Jefferson. So go to my Twitter or go to CRM Live Sports if you want to find out more about that. But thanks to everybody out there for jumping on board. We do appreciate that. Mark, we're going to talk some golf next. You ready?
I'm ready to go.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, and Brian Haas will join us. It'll be Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up after this here on KGYM.
Former MMA champion Tyrone Woodley enters the boxing ring this Sunday to take on YouTuber-turned-boxer Jake Paul. And FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers exclusive 30-to-1 odds on either fighter to win. That's right, now is the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot because you can win $150 on a $5 bet. FanDuel is always hooking you up with exclusive odds boosts, great promotions, and so much more. That's why they're America's number one sportsbook. So don't miss out on your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet on either fighter to win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code COON to get in on the action. That's promo code K-U-H-N. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. Odds boost available for new users only. Must wager on designated boost market. $10 first deposit required. Max bonus $150. Risk-free bet. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. Expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See full terms for both offers at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BET. That's off.
We all know that the Iowa-Iowa State game is coming up Saturday, September 11th. So Siebke Hoyt Jewelers is going to make it real interesting. It all starts with our huge kickoff sale Saturday and Sunday, August 28th and 29th, and play cornhole for savings up to 20% off that weekend. Then, if the kick returner of either team takes the kickoff all the way, either at the beginning of the game or the beginning of the second half, your purchase of incredible Siebke Hoyt jewelry from that weekend is absolutely free. Yep, if he takes it all the way, you don't pay. It's 2 days only, and of course, in Siebke Hoyt style, there'll be great savings. Food from Hatchet's Barbecue, and other great prizes like game tickets. It's the 10th annual kickoff sale, Saturday and Sunday, August 28th and 29th, at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged. And if he takes it all the way, you don't pay.
You're upgrading your home, planning an incredible master bath and stunning open concept kitchen. But for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Go against the grain for truly inspired outdoor living with TimberTech. Experience design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Make your outdoor living space the place to be with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Welcome back to the gym class here at 329 on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. As We are efforting Brian Haas, and we'll talk some golf with Brian coming up here. Caddy Smack on the Jim Classy, final edition of the program as we get ready for fall golf. And we'll talk about getting your game in shape, and your questions welcome at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. And we will talk with Brian coming up here in just a moment or so. BMW Championship going on, and the second leg as far as the FedEx Cup playoffs are concerned. No Zach Johnson, unfortunately, Mark. As we mentioned, Zach did not get into, what is it, the top 70 or 75, is it? For the
70.
It's the top 70? Okay. Top 70, move on. So, unfortunately, Zach's year is done, and he will look forward to 2021, 2022, which is actually in the calendar year 2022. It's very complicated, Mark. There is a fall season that starts the season, but you get a few events that are pretty well populated. Other than that, it's a two or three that the younger crowd get a chance to shine.
And I think he's going to be readying for the Ryder Cup as well. He is one of the vice captains, I believe. Is he not? Mm-hmm. And I believe that's the case anyway. But nevertheless, from a playing standpoint, Zach's year is done, as you said. And for whatever reason, they put a couple bucks on Colin Morikawa to win at big odds today. He didn't even make the cut last week, but I have a feeling. It's not an endorsement.
You got a feeling. That's what you need in golf. You need a feeling out there. All right, our man, and we thank him all year for joining us. That is Brian Haas, the head pro down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, joining us one more time here. Before we have to get together, we got to get together with Brian, Mark, and play a little golf before we put the clubs away for the year. But we'll do some fall golf down there, right, Brian? Fall golf is great.
The fall golf is the best. I like putting on a sweater or sweatshirt and getting out to play. It's a good time of year for sure.
It is.
You don't have to worry about the leaf rule down there, Brian.
Yeah, not too much anyway. There's not too many spots, and they do a pretty good job at in the areas that we do have some trees of keeping that stuff out of play. But yeah, especially when you get to some of the older golf courses that we have around the Cedar Rapids and Iowa City area, when fall comes around, the leaf rule is definitely in effect at some of those parkland golf courses.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it was interesting, and I think it's great that we've got the high school golf season is underway as far as the boys in Class 4A. And I know that Wash kind of moves their invitational around. Iowa City West held their invitational down at Blue Top last week. So
We've traditionally held that for a good number of years now. It's fun to have that invitational here, and they bring in a lot of great teams from really all over the state.
Get a chance to see some good, young, talented golfers, too.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and where do they? I was going to ask you what tees they play when they're down there.
They play just a tad over 6,500 yards. So that'd be our middle set of tees, which is the black $100 markers that we have. And so pretty common spot for them to play from. They might play a couple of holes, maybe just a little bit deeper, but for the most part, they'll play right around 6,500 to 6,700 yards.
I know, Brian, as far as Blue Top Ridge goes, you have the Assistant Professional Championship coming up in September. And I would imagine one Tracy Vest is looking forward to that, huh?
Yes, definitely. He will make a little run at that for sure. And it'll be fun to see all those apprentices and assistant golf professionals throughout Iowa come out and have fun on the golf course. It's a good championship golf course for them to show us how they can play.
Yeah, and those folks do such a tremendous job. I mean, your staff, obviously, but just not only the pros, but the assistant pros all around Eastern Iowa and all through the region. Unsung heroes.
It is. Unsung heroes, as you're about to say, and really they are because we're in such a seasonal situation where we're only open 7 or maybe maxed 8 months out of the year. A lot of those golf professionals are laid off for the winter season and yet still come back year after year. So we appreciate their dedication to the game and how much they love their facilities and the people they're working with, because we really couldn't do it without them.
Hey, Brian, I wanted you to turn your modest button off for a minute. Salute from us on really a good year on the circuit. You're seventh in points in the Senior Player of the Year standings. And if I'm not mistaken, that's your best showing since you qualified for that age group. So kudos.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I played a little bit more this year. I'm usually like a 3 or 4 event guy each year. And this year, I think I've played quite a few more events than that, maybe even doubled up. And so that has a lot to do with it. I played a little bit more golf than I usually do this year. A lot of that, too, is just even the fact that I played all of our men's league nights, you know, the 9 holes each week. And so that kept me playing a little bit more than I usually do. So it was a good year for that. And I had a lot of fun getting out, and I went to the different courses that I haven't really been to in a long time. And that was a lot of fun, getting out to some of the different places that I had never seen before.
Cut into your water skiing though. And you know, that probably suffered a little bit.
Yeah. And really it's just one day out of the week, and didn't really cut into it as much as just this year's the busy season did, more than anything. But yeah, it's good to get out on the water as well.
Yeah. If you have a question for Brian about your game as we get in from the late summer into the fall transition, 319-366-1600. If you have a question, again, that's 319-366-1600, as we will try to have Brian answer that. You don't want Mark and I to answer that. 98-96 with a good question here. And this kind of goes for not only this golf course, but a lot of the golf courses in our neck of the woods as far as post-derecho is concerned. And they were just wondering if you had played CRCC post-derecho. That's the Cedar Rapids Country Club. And how different is it? And I've had a chance to play it once since the derecho, and it is night and day, but it's still really tough.
Yeah, I agree with you. And honestly, I think it's better. Don't get me wrong. When I drove in, parked, and looked around, I thought, wow, that is different.
Yeah.
And it was. There's this big, I don't want to call it a hole, because it's not a hole in any way. It's just this gap that you see through the golf course. You couldn't see across the golf course before. And so now you can see across the golf course. And it's not that there's not any trees there. It's just there's quite a few fewer trees there. I love what the designer did and came back and really didn't reroute anything, but redesigned how those holes are played. And they're probably even closer to their original designs than ever. And with the addition of bunkers and different things that they put onto the golf course, I really thought the golf course played a lot better than it did, you know, with overhanging trees and some of the issues they had with really being a little bit overgrown. And I'm not really being critical of it. That just happens with golf courses that are of that age. And they like the trees. They like the Parkland style of it. But the reality is, with all these trees gone, their golf course will be more stable. The grass, each type of grass that's on the golf course, for instance, the bent grass and the blue grass, they will be stronger, more vibrant, and will withstand the weather conditions. When you have trees providing shade like that all the time, it's hard to grow grass. Mm-hmm. And so you have a lot of bare areas and things like that. So it's going to look really good for a really long time in the conditions that it's in. And same thing, Elmcrest. I had the opportunity to play Elmcrest Country Club after the derecho, and they had, you know, majority of all their cleanup work was basically done, and they were making some of the repairs of how they're going to make changes, you know, having fewer trees. And again, same thing. I really thought the golf course played really well. I thought it was very fair, and I enjoyed every bit of it. And I think the lack of the trees actually made the golf course better.
Brian, as we move hopefully slowly to the fall and winter, people are going to keep playing, as Ralph in Riverside on the text line said. He vows to keep swinging until that first snowflake. But as we enter in into winter, and maybe folks don't have an opportunity to go south, Florida, Arizona, what have you. You like simulators? It's not exactly the same, but do you recommend it in the off season?
Yeah, definitely. Simulators are fun, and you need to look at them as something fun. They're not always real accurate. I've been to a couple in our general area, and I know how far I hit a golf ball, you know, and I know how far it lands, I know how far it carries out, that sort of thing. And they're not exactly accurate, but it's still a lot of fun to go and play. And we use our TrackMan in the studio and have some fun with that as well, because you can pull up a golf course and play 9 holes or play 18 holes. And we usually turn on the no-putt part of it, so we're really just hitting balls.
Yeah.
and as soon as you hit a ball onto the green, then it's an automatic two-putt, unless you hit it within so many feet of the flag, and then it's a one-putt. And so it's a lot of fun, and it just kind of gets you playing and keeping hitting balls throughout the winter. That's the important part. The more you can keep playing and hitting the shots, no matter how accurate the distances are or not accurate, it's when you get back out in the springtime and it's time to play again, your golf clubs aren't going to feel foreign to you. And your swing isn't going to feel too foreign, and you continue to hit shots throughout the winter. So that's the huge advantage of the simulators, and it's fun.
It is, and I agree with you about the putting. It's tough. If we can find a way to do putting on simulators, that's the next great step as far as sports is concerned, because it is tough.
We usually just turn it off.
Yeah, very much so. But you know what? What I find is this, and see if you agree with me. By the way, 319-366-1600 if you'd like to ask Brian a question. But I get to this time of the year and get into the fall and start working on a few things that I'm kind of wanted to do and kind of wanted to work with a little bit, but I didn't really want to do it during tournament season, because you really don't want to overhaul too many things as you're going from one weekend to the next weekend, et cetera, et cetera. But for me anyway, I find that fall is a time to kind of work on that a little bit. Is that a good strategy, or am I overthinking the room here way too much?
Well, depending on what it is and how bad it really is in your game, I don't think there's ever a bad time. And it's rare that we say, hey, let's work on that at a different time with one of my college players or golf professionals. It would have to be something that would really mess up their game if we worked on it immediately, for us not to do it now or immediately. And so I think the best thing to do is address those issues as soon as you can. But wintertime, if you really need to make a change and that's going to affect how you play right away, then the fall and winter is a great time to get indoors and get working on those mechanics. And so you can come out in the spring with some idea of how your swing is going to change and move forward. And then hopefully when you come out in spring, the changes have already been made, and all you have to do is make some slight adjustments to make it comfortable in your game.
Brian, maybe this is a question for a superintendent, but as far as golf courses go, getting into the fall and then towards spring, what types of things are going on at the golf course in terms of not only getting it ready for winter, but then bringing it back in the spring?
Yeah, you'll see some top dressing this fall, obviously aerification along with that, and they're really just prepping the golf course to put it to bed for the winter. Aerification usually happens right around Labor Day. That's a good rule of thumb, so give or take a week or so after Labor Day, most golf courses will start their aerification programs. And so whether they need a deep tine, which is a hole in the ground, basically, about a little bit larger than your pointer finger, that would be a full-size tine. And then they have as small as needle tines and pencil-sized tines, and there's all kinds of sizes depending on what your golf course needs. So your golf course superintendent will determine what it needs, and then they'll top dress on top of that with sand and get that all filled in and ready. And you should grow over completely before we get to winter time. If it doesn't, we've probably pushed it back too far, the aerification time, if we don't get that to grow over completely before winter hits. And then you'll see as we get closer to closing time, some of the golf courses will have covers for their greens, and they will completely cover their greens for the winter just to protect them from ice and different things that can happen from winter snow mold, things like that. So spraying of the golf course will also be important, and that's usually more toward the October time as we get closer to closing time.
And be patient with your local course. It's something that has to be done. You get there and you find out it was freshly aerated, and people grumble a little bit, but it's a necessary evil as far as the world of golf is concerned.
Yeah, look at it as a good thing. It's something that keeps your golf course in good condition so that when you're playing it all summer long, it's the way you love it. And if we don't do that, you won't love your golf course in the summer. So look at it as a good thing. It's a good thing to go out there and put those holes in there. It's not a bad thing. And some of the golf courses like us, I don't know that everybody does it, but some of them do. But we go to a shoulder season rate in October because we aerified. We know the greens aren't perfect, and so our rate gets a little bit lower. And it's a great time to come out if we're maybe out of your budget a little bit. Fall into your budget a little better after we aerify. And then we hold that rate all the way till the end of the season, and it's only, a week, and the greens are in really good condition. It's probably really even only a few days, and the greens are rolling good.
Very much so. Very much
85.93 on 85.93 in the text line. Brian has a question for you. As the round progresses, I tend to pull my drives. Any ideas why?
Yeah, I do the same thing. And so we have something in common. For me, it's tired. I get a little bit tired. And I don't want to see the ball go too far right, even though I do play a cut off the tee. I don't want to see the ball go way right. And so my pull ends up being a little more subconscious of me trying not to hit the ball too far right. So I have to allow myself to be up there and be natural and let it happen and let that little baby cut happen. So typically what that pull comes from is trying not to let that ball go right. So get up there, have confidence, pick a small target and swing to it. And hopefully that pull will go away.
Good advice. Good advice. 3:47. We're going to take a short break, come back, have more of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside joining us. So stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Lots of places are hiring now, but Midwest Metal Products is where you want to be. Family owned for over 55 years, they have second and third shift production openings, painters and powder coaters, as well as several other positions. Great starting wage, great benefits, including profit sharing, an air-conditioned shop, and on-the-job training. Non-tobacco users only. Drug screen and physical required. Equal opportunity employer. Apply online at MidwestMetalProducts.biz.
Your must-see band, your lucky stadium seat, your favorite restaurant. It's all here in Minneapolis downtown. And now there's even more amazing things to do. From Target Field to First Ave, from the Sculpture Garden to the Stone Arch Bridge, we can't wait to see you because you're the best part of our story. So book a table, grab those tickets, cheer for your team, do what you love, and find new favorites. Visit mplsdowntown.com to see what's happening. See you downtown.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we sing about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career, working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Welcome back. We are the Gym Class coming your way here on this Wednesday on KGYM. Jeff Johnson, the Gazette, joins us tomorrow. We'll talk a little high school football, and we will talk about the Colonels as well coming up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. 319-366-1600. If you have a question for Brian about your golf game headed into the fall, and again, our final edition of the Caddy Smack program for this year right here on KGYM. We gotta mention this, Brian. And, of course, this is from the tournament last weekend, the Northern Trust. I think the frustration level finally got to Rory McIlroy. Did you see Rory during the practice round on Monday? Threw his 3-wood onto the New Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, I think every golf professional goes through that at some point in their career, and even any good player that plays the game regularly, it doesn't necessarily have to be a good player, it just, someone that plays the game a lot. It has so many ups and downs in the game, and you have, when you're on the big highs and you're playing well, everything is going good, it's an amazing game. And when you're on the downslide of the game, it is the most frustrating thing you've ever played in your entire life. And you wonder, why am I even still out here? And every player goes through that at some point. I see it in my average players that come through the studio. They'll have those same feelings and all the way through the best golf professional I've ever worked with. And it's just, it's one of those things that golf is, it can't be perfected. And it also has these low lows that are really difficult to get out of. But you can get out of them. You can turn it around. And it just takes a lot of work and fortitude to get through it.
Brian, a couple examples of that, if I can follow up. Personally, 2 or 3 years ago, we were playing down at Riverside with you. And I had probably the best stretch of 8 holes I had played in a long, long time. Yeah. The other 11 or the other 10 were particularly good, and then you got a guy like Zach Johnson, who in the final round of the Northern Trust was 4 under through 7, trending towards that top 70, and he played his last 11 in 5 over. My question is, you think it's more mental or physical?
It's both. It is very mental, no doubt. And sometimes the mental becomes physical. So the harder you're thinking about this and the more you're thinking about those shots, just like the text person that was asking about the pull shot. Toward the end of my round, I keep pulling shots. And, those are things you're thinking about, and that's mentally draining. And when you're mentally drained, you become physically drained. And so they go hand in hand. And, a good example is just even the way I played this last Monday at Glen Oaks. I don't recall my total score because I'm really good at putting it in my pass, but my front nine wasn't very good. And I mentally had to turn that back around. And I had a very, fairly good back nine for me, even though we played back first, front last. But my second 9 holes was much better. And it's just how you turn it around and decide, how you're going to keep playing that day. It's truly mentally.
It is. And great. Right now, I somehow have lost my distance in putting. I cannot get anything to the hole. And then when I try to get it to the hole, it goes 4 or 5 feet beyond. So I'm not exactly sure, but it's part of that mental process that you have to go through and you have to top, and it's just something doesn't work, but then all of a sudden something just starts to click back and brings you back in. And you gotta stick with it, though.
Yes, you have to stick with it. And for your case, just a quick helper with that is next time you get to the putting green before you go play, drop four or five balls down two or three paces apart from each other and start practicing the ladder game. Put a tee, say, 2 feet past the hole, and don't necessarily try to make it, but try to, as you walk backwards to each ball, try to hit each ball to that tee, which is, call it, you know, 2 foot or a foot past the cup, and you'll start getting your distance feel back.
I've been looking forward to trying that next time out. Good. Hey, I was going to ask you, last year in the PGA on the tour, it was much easier to pick a player of the year. How tough this? I was thinking about this earlier today. Who is the PGA Tour Player of the Year this year, guys?
Wow, there's not one standout player, is there?
No. Is it Rahm?
That's not a bad choice, really. He's played pretty well in a lot of events, and really his fortitude of being out of the one event due to COVID and then coming back and winning the next major, that's pretty amazing. I mean,
I would favor Rahm, but I think you also have to look at
Morikawa.
They have each won a major. I don't think you can be player of the year without winning a major. And Morikawa was number one in the FedEx Cup standings until last week, but it's hard to beat what Rahm has done.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's pretty hard to beat what Rahm has done. The others, you know, just like everybody on tour, had their faults, you know, throughout the season, even though they had some great events, you know, during the season. So I think Rahm is a good one.
Bryson?
It's hard. Yeah. That's a good one. Justin's right in there. Patrick Cantlay. Xander.
Xander.
I think it's hard to beat Rahm and what he did with his major win.
You're getting help back there, aren't you?
yeah, a little bit.
Brian's getting some help back there. Well, hey, Brian, always appreciate it. We come to the end of the radio portion of the golf year, but golf, as we mentioned, still not done. But as always, we'll catch up with you coming up in the next month or so and get out and play and have a good time out on the golf course. But get out and play in the fall, wherever it may be. But we're always indebted to you for being our lead pro as far as Caddy Smack on the Gym Class is concerned. Always enjoy talking golf, and we always get some great feedback from it during the season in the winter, and hopefully we'll be back next year.
Yes, definitely. I look forward to it every year. I'm always sad when football comes around, but I'm always really excited when football comes around. So I'm looking forward to our round of golf this fall, and let's keep playing, because last year we played well into November. So I'm hopeful for another long season.
Indeed. But, Brian, appreciate it from all of us here, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, and, of course, does a great job helping us here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Get out and play some fall golf, Mark. That's our message to everyone today.
Yeah, I'm with Brian on that. Nothing better than still be able to wear shorts, but then have to put a pullover on or something like that. That's a great time of year to play golf.
Yep, it is. But we do have football in the offing, and we're going to talk some football coming up tomorrow. High school football, Jeff Johnson of the Gazette will join us, and we'll take a look at the top games, top teams. We'll preview that coming up on the Thursday edition of the program. Also, we'll talk a little Cedar Rapids Colonels baseball with Jeff, and Rough Riders are back, and as well as the Heartlanders. So we'll talk a little bit of hockey as well coming up with you on the program tomorrow. We've got the Twins and the Red Sox, and that will be at 5:30 on Jim OT 107.5 FM for you. And the Dodgers and the Padres tonight at 8:30. As soon as the Twins game is done, 107 will flip over, but 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. We'll have Dodgers and Padres coming your way this evening. Mark, enjoyed it. We'll talk tomorrow at 3.
Sounds good. Talk to you then, Scott.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next.
I can pop a beer in here, right?
Your cousin from Boston.
This here is Sam Adams Boston Lager. It's my go-to beer. Not too heavy, not too... Oh!